Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. The second impeachment trial of former U.S. President Donald Trump is set to begin at 1800 UTC. AP correspondent Sagar Magani delves into whether this is political theater or a grievous crime.
Donald Trump's lawyers say Democrats are simply out for political gain, that the ex-president did nothing wrong and cannot be tried after leaving office. Democrats argue he incited insurrection and will rely on video of the Capitol riot to remind lawmakers who were inside the building of what the president wrought. Cornell law professor Michael Dorf says that will tell a story.
Of course, what Trump's lawyers will say is, yeah, that shows that people did bad things, but that doesn't mean that Trump's responsible.
They're claiming freedom of speech. Democrats say the president's words were singularly responsible for the riot. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, a man charged in the U.S. Capitol riot worked for the FBI, according to his attorney. AP correspondent Mike Gracia explains.
An attorney representing a man charged in the attack on the U.S. Capitol last month says his client has a top secret security clearance and previously worked for the FBI. The attorney says 66-year-old Thomas Caldwell denies going into the Capitol and has physical limitations. In charging documents, prosecutors say Caldwell is a leader of the far-right Oath Keepers militia group who helped organize the attack. Charging documents include messages between Caldwell and others arranging hotel rooms in Washington before the siege and messages during the attack about where lawmakers were. Mike Gracia, Washington.
And the postponed Tokyo Olympics have another problem, and that's the president, the local organizing committee, who has been making derogatory comments, and now folks want him ousted.